Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 hello. Great morning to you. It is a thankful Thursday, November the 3rd, 2016, and you have tuned into Couch Conversations. This show is an outreach of Blessed and Not Ministry, virtual ministry for virtually everybody. Always available to you via our website. Check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Google Plus, Instagram. We're all across the World Wide Web reminding you, your life is worth living and living out loud. Get off the sidelines in your life. Turn your dash into an exclamation point and let the world know why you were sent here. All right, I'm your host, Rev J. Of course, I'm excited that you tuned in. We're in the middle of our fall season. Foil doesn't work. First, outside, inside, last. Approaching your life, your self-image, your self-respect from the outside going in doesn't work, doesn't last. There's million-dollar industries built off of that falsehood, and it's just, for what, it's a waste. When we are really serious about becoming who we were meant to be in this earth, we've got to start doing the work from the inside out. We have got to start self-examining, introspection, mirror work, self-affirmations. We've got to be able to talk to ourselves, hold ourselves accountable, and say, hey, wait a minute, we're off track. We have to examine those relationships and people that we're attached to that aren't doing us any good, that are really bringing us down and draining the energy that we have and we could be using on something else. We have to examine our time management, which we talked about on Tuesday. So if you missed the show, go back, catch that one, because that right there will just, it'll touch you. You'll see some stuff that you can do different because there's so many time wasters out there. Amazing. We're all given the same 24 hours. Amazing what some of us don't accomplish in 24 hours that other people do. And then we look at them like, oh, I want to be like this. I want to be like that person. I want to be like this person. Why? They just use their time well, seized opportunities. When you start realizing that time is a commodity, that you have to get a return on your investment, and if you're not investing in you in during that 24 hours, you're not going to get a return on that that you want or that will last or that's meaningful. It's okay to be busy, but why not be productive? If you're going to use energy, why not be productive in the energy that you're putting out? If you're going, if time is going to go by and if someone's going to get a degree in the next 4 years, why shouldn't that be you? If someone's going to publish their book in the next 3 months, why shouldn't that be your book? If someone has a small business and they're marketing and they're putting money towards advertising so that people know they're there, why isn't that you? Oh, because you didn't make yourself, your business, your goals a priority. And here's the thing. We treat people how to treat us. And so if people are looking at you and saying, oh, well, if they're not taking their business serious or they're not making themselves a priority, neither will I. Why should I have to? So when you start talking up yourself and talking up your business, it's not prideful. No, it's this is what it is. This is what's coming into the world. I'm about to unleash this. This is what's about to happen. You guys need to jump on board and stay tuned because this is what's going. And when you start getting excited and motivated about your goals and your visions, other people get excited too because that's energy. Energy can neither be created nor destroyed, but sometimes it can get stagnant. And stagnant stuff starts to stink. And if you just keep talking about it and talking about it and talking about it and not doing anything with it, no one wants to hear it anymore. So get very clear about your next steps, about what you need to do, where you need to go, the people you need to connect with, and then start moving in that direction. And I say it all the time, baby steps are better than no steps. Always beat the person sitting on the couch. Always. The minute you stand up, up, you're one step further. The minute you turn the corner, up, you are four steps further. And if you're four steps further from the couch, that means you're four steps closer to your goal. You're four steps towards the new you, towards your new life. The calendar is about to turn again. Another year has passed, and some of us still have the same resolutions we had in 1986. Oh, I'm going to lose weight. Oh, I'm going to do this. Oh, I'm going to. And you're not doing it because you don't see yourself as a priority. Why do you not see yourself as a priority? There are some things blocking your vision. I give you that. There are some things that people have said about you. Okay, fine. I'll give you that. There have been some barriers in your way. Life didn't go according to your plan. You didn't happen in 3.5 seconds, so it's never going to happen. That's not true. It's so not true. You cannot give up on you because it didn't happen in time frame that you thought it was going to happen in. Yes, we all get 24 hours. Yes, we are alive at this moment right now. So why not make this the best 24 hours that you can? Why not energize yourself? Why not put down the stuff that's going to drain you, that's going to take away your energy, it's going to take away your time and your attention, and refocus yourself? You have that ability as a human being to refocus, to repurpose, and to choose something different. Instead of the fast food burgers, you can choose the salad. Instead of this over here, you can choose that over there. Instead of watching TV and all the commercials and waiting for something else to happen, you can continue to train yourself, your mind, your body, your spirit. You can start to be grateful. Start your gratitude journal. That was one of the best things Oprah ever put out there, was that nightly gratitude journal. Put down one thing you're thankful for. Watch things change, because as your energy changes, as your mindset changes, as you start to reprioritize and put yourself on your calendar, your goals, your dreams, your ambitions, even like a 5-minute soak, it will do so much for you. It will start to change the way people interact with you. But again, if you're not taking yourself seriously, why would anyone else? When we go to the banks and we want a business loan, they say we need to see your business plan. Not only do we need to see your business plan, depending upon the size of the loan, they're going to want to see your last year tax return. They want to see your bank statements. They want to know what you've done in the past, how you spent your money in the past. Are you making wise choices, decisions, and investments? What is your track record? What's your credit score? Before we lend you this $50,000, $70,000, $80,000, $90,000, we need to know, are you reliable? Are you dependable? How much of your money are you pouring into this business that you're asking for? And if you come up empty-handed, you have shortchanged yourself. And that no was a well-deserved no. But is that the final no? No, it's not the final no. It's not the final answer. You may receive a couple more no's before you get that yes, and that's okay. Let that no motivate you to reprioritize what's important. You are important. You need to let that reflect in your spending. Your spending of money and your spending of time. Your vision is important. Your goal is important. Your dream is important. Why not treat it as such? Some of us have trophies from middle school and high school. We were on this team. We were on that team. We polished these trophies. They sit up high in high places. They can't get dirty. They can't get dusty. Don't put fingerprints on it. We treat our past accomplishments and something that reflects that past accomplishment better than we treat what we're doing now. A lot of us earned trophies a long time ago. It wasn't just given for just showing up. We earned those trophies through our hard work, through our persistence, through the dedication. We earned that. Somewhere along the way, we've gotten this confused. We think people owe it to us. No, we owe it to ourselves to bring our whole self into every situation. Oh, I'm tired. I'm just dragging. Get your life together. Get your energy back up. What do you need to do? It's about last week. You need to detox. There are certain things that need to be flushed out of your life. There are certain challenges you need to set in place and in motion now that will help you, because what's coming down the pipeline, when your goal and vision actually gets on the runway of life and is about to take off, you're going to need all of that energy, all of that motivation, because along the way there will be turbulence. And you've got to be able to weather that. And you're not going to be able to do that if you're out of shape, if you're already tired, and you're just riding the vision. So you've got to find ways to take your time back and command your calendar again. You've got to find ways to put yourself and your dreams as a priority in your life. Like, you know, I can't hang out this weekend. I've got to do this. No, I would love to go to this event, but I'm too focused right now. There's going to have to be some self-sacrifice involved. every party you don't need to be in attendance to. And every time you're in attendance or something, you don't need to be the last one that leaves. You see what I'm saying? You can take your time back, and you can make it a priority for you to get the rest that you need. Stay hydrated like you need. Get the physical exercise that you need so that you're building up endurance. Because if you're going to be out there on a public stage, in a public arena, or if you're going to be going back to college, or if you're going to be writing books, you're going to need energy for these things that you are called to do. You're going to need energy to take that dream to the next level, but you're not going to have that if you continue with the lifestyle that you're on. When you start to study, excuse me, when you start to motivate yourself, when you start to get energized off of life rather than being a caffeine addict, and yes, I'm talking to myself, but when you start to do those things and make it a priority, you'll be surprised at the natural energy that your body will thrive off of rather than crashing from. And then what happens when you hit that crash? Oh, I'm tired. I don't want to. And they're just excuses because, again, the next person has the same 24 hours and they're about to accept their award for something that you could have had done. The next invention is waiting on you to get your game up to put it out there. The next business is going to be launched. Is it your business or is it the next person? Is your competitor outselling you and their product doesn't have the quality that yours does? What's really going on out there? Are you the number one person in your field and no one knows it because you keep hiding behind the scenes? You don't want to take the front of the line. You don't want to be in the spotlight. You need to take some public speaking classes and get yourself back out there. You have got to invest in you and do what is needful and necessary that will get you from where you are now to where you're supposed to be. Not where you want to be, but where you're supposed to be. Because there's a lot of us who could be further along than we are now. We've allowed all this other stuff to manipulate our time, manipulate our mind, manipulate our energy, and so we're stagnant and we're stinking where we are. And we've grown accustomed to it. We've adapted to being stagnant and stinky. We get that, woe is me, I don't know, I don't want to. Here comes doubt and fear, because doubt and fear is stagnant and stinky too. And then we get, oh, hesitation, oh, procrastination, oh, but the show came on, you don't understand. Okay, keep letting them excuses pile up, and then you're going to have to unbury yourself from all the stuff you buried yourself under. And you can't blame anyone for that. I'm sorry, mom and them can take the blame for that when you have made these choices to put yourself on the back burner. It doesn't make sense. If it's not making sense, then stop doing it. It doesn't make sense to be in negative, toxic relationships and you call yourself a queen. That doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense to say, hey, I'm going after this loan, and your credit score is where it is. You can take steps, even on a basement budget, to change something in your life. I promise you, I know it's true. I've seen it. I've done it. It's in your reach. But when you decide to be your priority, when you decide your dream is worth it, when you realize that the world needs what you have to offer, then when you get up, I hope so, because if you're doing it from the outside first, faking it till you make it, I don't think you're going to make it. And if you do, it's not going to last. I know, it's some hard truth on a Thursday, a little bitter pill to swallow. But go ahead on, get a cup of water, swallow that on down. Yeah, right there. Don't get it stuck in your throat. Go on and swallow that down and then make the changes you need to make. So, again, this weekend's challenge is to find you a 21-day challenge that will help you reset something, will help you get up off the sofa, will help you realize that you are needful, you are necessary, and you are important to the world right now. What you have inside of you is greater than everything that you buried yourself in, okay? All right. You guys have a great weekend. I am Rev J. Blessed and Know It Ministries. I will talk to you next Tuesday on Couch Conversations. Y'all have a great one. Bye-bye.